Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And guard.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll talk the Amish, but we got to go to your phone calls first and talk to Becky calling from Keene, New Hampshire, listening on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Oh, you guys are so kind.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, as far as gift cards go, nope, them all, I say, give me cash.
I think probably most people would prefer cash. I really do.
Yeah. One of my fiancé's aunt actually gave her sister a box of money one year.
Really?
But anyway, yeah. That's the kind of family I'm moving into. But
does she work for the Fed?
No, but she does have a federal agent sometimes.
Yeah, right on.
Too nosy for her own dang good. But anyway, as far as our lovely neighbors to the north, my grandmother actually has to go two towns away now because her Medicare won't pay for her medicines from the clinic that she lives near.
This is in Canada?
No, it's in Maine.
Oh, Maine. Oh, okay.
My grandmother, my 75-year-old grandmother that's on oxygen, actually has to go two towns over to get her meds.
Because of Medicaid
snafus
and problems with the people that they're supposed to work with.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Now, how would this be different? I mean, if we've got this, this sort of taking care of the elderly concept out of the hands of government and put it back in the hands of charities and voluntary organizations staffed by people who actually care instead of heartless, cold bureaucrats, how would this be different? Because then they'd really want to help the lady, right? I mean, they'd want to help your grandmother, and they would probably bend over backwards to make sure she could get the treatment she needed, and if not, they'd probably point her in the right direction or get her to the place where she needed to go.
There's a real human
thing. Instead, they're making her bend over backwards and telling her where to put it.
Oh, yeah. And she's got bureaucratic problems. She's on probably, if she can even stay on the phone that long, she's on the phone for 45 minutes to a half hour waiting on hold to try to find somebody in an office to answer one of her questions, pressing buttons. It is, you know, it's the epitome. It's a personification and the epitome of the faceless state. You know, you
pretty much. And they're saying that, you know, people in Maine are supposedly so hospitable and all this different stuff. That's their reputation. And yet they're sitting there giving my grandmother the runaround and...
Well, I'm sure people in Maine are hospitable. It's just that when those people become government bureaucrats, they lose their soul or something like that. Not that I believe in a soul. I don't know what that really means. But they certainly aren't as human.
I was going to
say, you're an atheist. Yes, that's right. They certainly aren't as human as they could be.
Really, you know, it reduces all of the incentives to have those real, true interpersonal connections because as much as people try to deny it, the interpersonal connections are often based on some form of self-interest, either the satisfying feeling that you've helped somebody or, in some cases, and sometimes even more crass cases, the knowledge that if you run into trouble sometime after you help somebody else, they will help you back.
But now, Gardner, they're going to say, the supporters of the government wealth redistribution programs are going to say to you that if we don't have these government programs, if we don't have this safety net, then some of these old people are going to fall through the cracks, and we need to have the government safety net there to help keep them safe and sound.
You know,
well,
honestly,
maybe if we balanced our budget and kept our heads out of other people's business, maybe we would have enough resources to take care of our
well,
elderly.
Now, you know, that's nice to think about, Becky, but really, even if they brought all the money home from Iraq and, you know, pulled all the troops out from around the world, which I want to see them do, they still wouldn't be able to spend that money effectively because they're government bureaucrats.
Well, yeah, this is perfect world kind of scenario, but...
Sure, well, in a perfect world, we wouldn't have government.
Yeah. Well, Becky, you know, I think clearly there's a great book I've mentioned on my program a few times called The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Alasky.
My father-in-law is reading it. I'm getting it after he's done.
What a
coincidence.
All right.
Becky, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
it. I actually have a quick question for you.
Sure.
How can I work with you on the show?
Well, that's
I have some radio experience. Not much, but a little bit.
Well, what you could do is send an email in, go to, and you know, we could certainly talk about that. I mean, one of the ways, we don't really have any open opportunities right now, but there's a nice burgeoning freedom movement here in Keene, New Hampshire, which, of course, as you know, is where we do the show from.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of different things to get involved in out here. We're inviting people from around the country to come here and get active for liberty.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about the Free State Project.
Right, different ways to people are doing that. Of course, there's everything from our show to this great cable television channel that we have in the area that, again, many people are producing shows for. So what I would do is just send me an email at ian@freetalklive.com, and we'll see how we can get you involved. I can't guarantee anything, because as you might imagine, I get emails from people all the time saying, hey, I'd love to move to Keene and get involved with you. I'd love to be an intern. So, you know, there's certainly a number of people that would like to do that.
You know,
I can't make any promises, but we can certainly get you involved in something. I know there's something out there.
And Becky, you know, if you've got a gift card, then what you... No, maybe not.
If I have a gift card, I'll get the money back and put it in the Ron Paul's campaign.
All right. And I was going to say, Becky, also, there might be... I was just thinking there might be something where we may be coming to the Keene area with our show sometime. I'm
That's your show,
sure.
Gardner Goldsmith and Against the Grain, which I don't think we should talk about right now.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we can't.
That's
hush
hush.
It sounds so interesting.
We can't let that cat out of the bag.
I mean, you know, he was already doing his Boris Karloff as the Grinch voice. I mean, come on.
What you can do right now, and what anybody can do around the country that's listening to this show on a radio station that only carries the Saturday show, and WKBK in Keene is one of those stations, is to call the program director during the week, during business hours, or the general manager, either one, and talk to him, tell him that you like Free Talk Live, you're glad they're carrying the show, and you'd like to have him go six nights a week. Becky, thanks for the call. Look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you. 800-259-9231. If you can't get through, it's no big deal. Leave them a message.
Yeah.
And if they don't get back to you, I had a listener email me today saying he's left a message a few times for guys. Whoa, you don't want to jump down these guys' throat. You don't want to, you know, spam their email box or anything like that. Just send them a friendly message. And then, you know, a few months down the line, if they haven't gotten back to you, because they get calls from all over the place, all day long. And, you know, some messages, some days, they just...
Sometimes they're really nasty.
They probably don't even want to check their messages.
Yeah.
So, you know, just leave them a message or send them an email. If you don't hear from them, it's no big deal. They heard what you had to say, and that's what's important. So, 800-259-9231. You know, since she mentioned the healthcare thing, we should probably talk a little more about that.
Yeah.
Well, let's go first to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live in Salem. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to let the folks know about my Ron Paul sign rescue and recovery program that I'm doing.
Okay.
And I know I mentioned it on the air before, but it's funny. Somebody contacted me by the internet and said they've never heard of anything like this before, where I'm going around finding signs that are blown down or plowed under by the side of the road and straightening them out and recovering them, cleaning them up, and doing that sort of stuff. I've done it before with local candidates, state rep candidates, and now I'm doing it for the first time with Ron Paul.
That's neat.
I think it's great because some people, you know, I think they plant the signs and they don't really think very much about them after they put them in the ground, but they really need to do have some tending done to them to make sure that, A, they haven't been stolen, B, they haven't been vandalized or mutilated in some way, and that, you know, or in our case in New Hampshire, that they haven't been covered up by snow. So that's what you're doing. You're just sort of, you volunteered yourself for this task, and I'm sure the Ron Paul campaign really appreciates it, John.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that if people took the time and money and effort to go out and do that, then, you know, I should take the time and effort and money. I can't expect them to all be tending all of the signs. And
sure.
What the heck else am I doing? I had an interesting experience today.
Hmm.
It's the first time that I found some that were very, very clearly removed from the side of the road, thrown into a ditch where they couldn't be seen from the road. But I guess the people who throw them in the ditch don't expect there'll be somebody climbing on the snowbanks looking around to recover and rescue signs.
Hey, you want a funny story? I don't know if you ever heard about this one, but in politics a couple of years ago, they had a situation where a Democrat operative who was here from Indiana and staying with the head of the Democrat Party, a woman named Kathy Sullivan, was followed by some Republican operatives with a camera as he was going around picking up signs from his competition, putting them in his car.
Wow.
And they followed
busted
him. Yeah, they followed him straight to the home of this woman who heads the Democrat Party.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
John.
The other day, Ian, you asked me if anybody told me to do this. And what I'm going to do is make my next video on this up on the YouTube.
Cool. Call us when that goes out, my man. We're out of time, but thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Healthcare in Canada. It's not so great. We'll talk about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAirCorps.com.
Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. By the way, features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them online for free. Freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. Register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. 800-259-9231. As always, you bring up what you want. We go across the pond to Ziggy in the UK.
All right, Ziggy.
Ziggy,
yeah, you're on with
guys.
Ian and Card. Hey,
hey.
Hey.
Right, I've got a marijuana story for you, but before I do that, I've got a question for Card.
Yeah,
okay.
Heinlein, fascist or libertarian?
Robert E. Heinlein?
Yeah.
Sort of a weird combination of things. It's strange. You read some of his books, and he seems like he's sort of a pro-military fascist. You read others of his books, and he seems like he's a sort of an anarchist.
Yeah. One thing, though, I think he's constant throughout his books is that he's an atheist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, that stranger in a strange land.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. It's interesting you should bring that up. I was just thinking about Heinlein a little while ago, and... And he's a strange combination of things. You know, Starship Troopers is very much a pro-military book. And a lot of people, in fact, the movie turned it into sort of a mocking thing about the military, which is not what the book was at all.
Yeah. I have read the book, and it is sort of a debate about the individual and society.
Yeah, you know what's a really, really good pro-individualist book, and it really cuts down on utilitarianism in a certain way, is The Lathe of Heaven. That's an excellent one. I love that one.
Is that Heinlein?
That's Ursula K. Le Guin.
Yeah.
So, Ziggy, what's the pot story?
Anyways, yeah, I started off using pot 20 years ago recreationally. As kids do, right?
How old were you? You say 20 years ago, how old were you at the time?
I was about 14.
Okay.
You know. But now I'm having to use it medically.
Really?
I suffer from cerebral palsy in my left side.
Oh, dear.
And... when you're born with cerebral palsy, your muscles are tight. And as you get older, your muscles get tighter. Anyway, the older you get. Now I'm getting to my mid-30s. And it's, you know, causing me severe cramp. And basically, I refuse to take stuff like diazepam because that has some very nasty side effects and could cause you serious respiratory problems.
Oh, boy. I believe you.
And marijuana... you know, the independent research says it's mostly harmless. Of course, the government-sponsored research, it causes psychosis, you know. It causes schizophrenia.
You'll grow breasts.
Else.
Right.
You know,
so when did you realize it was helpful for you, Ziggy?
I learned actually quite early on that it was actually quite good for depression. You know,
that's
I was on antidepressants when I was a teenager.
Right.
Now, what's interesting is the government claims that marijuana encourages depression.
You say no. That's crap.
Yeah. Well, that's what my girlfriend Julia was saying on the air the other night when we did the Christmas Day show. She was talking about how she's definitely found that it helps alleviate that problem as well.
Yeah, and also, I'll tell you, antidepressants actually make you more depressed because they make you groggy.
They make you what?
Groggy.
Oh, the antidepressant things?
I know that my...
Well,
I know that one of my former co-hosts on this show from back at the very beginning, Mike, was on antidepressants, and he quit taking them because he was more depressed as a result of him putting on weight. He was breaking out all over his back, and his sex drive was gone. So, how's that supposed to make you feel better?
Make me feel bad about myself and unattractive to others. Hey,
right.
That helps.
I have to actually say, they actually did this is hilarious. They put me on a sleeping pill called Zimovane.
Uh-huh.
But I never could get sleep on it because one of the side effects of Zimovane was that it made your leg twitch.
Oh,
your leg was twitching all night.
Oh.
You know? Well, it's stupid. However, my own doctor, though she can't endorse what I'm doing.
Right. She'll get in trouble.
She does sympathize.
Yeah.
She has MS sufferers on a, you know, as clients and patients, sorry. And basically, you know, she perfectly understands. And I remember that story you brought up from the BBC about cancer. It can prevent the growth of cancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said, yes, she heard it and she believes it.
Well, of course. I mean, many doctors are humane individuals who actually care about the people they take care of, unlike bureaucrats.
And isn't it strange how all the Republican candidates, apart from Ron Paul, you know, aren't in favor of medical marijuana, yet Ron Paul, the medical doctor, the guy who should know, is
right
in favor.
Right point.
Yeah, I love the videos, too, where they've cornered the Republican candidates, and they've cornered the Democrats, but they're better on the issue, so it's not as outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
But they've cornered the Republican candidates with a guy in a wheelchair with MS who's basically saying, hey, are you going to put me in jail? And just watching the Republicans either ignore him or be rude to him
Wasn't it Mitt Romney who said, I answered that question?
Yep, and he walked away from the guy in a wheelchair. It was just despicable.
Talk about being compassionate. I mean, the trouble is you get people who say they're compassionate in this country, and then you say, well, what do you think about medical marijuana? Oh, no, we can't have that. What if the kids get hold of it?
What if? The fact is the kids have gotten hold of it, and the other fact is that in areas like the Netherlands, where it's been semi-re-legalized, usage rates are drastically lower amongst teens. It's half of what they are in France in the Netherlands.
I pointed that out to someone the other day, and they said, oh, don't compare Britain to Holland. And I went, well, they're right next door to each other.
Yeah, well, you know, it's true. You could make the point that it is apples to oranges, different country, different people, all that. But still, I mean, those numbers are really hard to ignore.
You should check something out in Australia. Get this.
Yeah.
Marijuana is legal in one place in Australia.
Okay.
You mean like... You can grow your own.
Oh, okay.
The Australian Capital Territory. That's where their parliament is. Isn't that weird?
Are you serious?
What a coincidence.
I was told this by an Australian.
So the one place in Australia that's exempt from the marijuana laws is their
capital.
D.C., basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. So I want to know.
I don't know if this is for a fact, but an Australian did tell me. They said it's not legal, but you can basically grow your own.
So back to you, Ziggy. The cerebral palsy... smoking the marijuana, or do you smoke it? What's your preferred method?
I smoke it because I smoke cigarettes anyway. So.
Okay, so smoking the marijuana, how fast does it affect you? What sort of relief do you get?
About half an hour.
Hmm.
Within about half an hour.
Yeah. Wow. And then what happens? How much better do you think?
It's a muscle relaxant.
Yeah.
Well, there's a woman on there's a great Showtime special called In Pot We Trust. And Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight, man. This great Showtime special, highly recommended, In Pot We Trust. They actually have a woman who has palsy, and she has trouble speaking because of it.
Yeah.
And literally, it wasn't a half an hour for her.
So they show her using it?
Yes. They show her and her condition and how bad it is. And then after, I tell you, no more than two hits off of a little bowl, she is speaking almost completely normally again, whereas she was stuttering all over the place, and it's just a totally different person two hits later as far as her health condition was concerned. It's just amazing how helpful this can be for people. But government says you can't do that.
No way. I got some thoughts rigging on the other side.
800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. In fact, the very last Saturday edition of 2007. And Gardner Goldsmith, it's great having you here, as always, sitting in for Mark. And by the way, people can visit you online at libertyconspiracy.com. And you're an author as well. You just came out with your first book?
Yeah.
Your first book. It's a big book. Yeah. It's called Live Free or Die. Yeah. And what's it about?
It's a collection of essays on economics, free market economics, individual liberty, and history. And in addition to that, I also included pieces that my father had written. He was sort of a proto-libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the years between World War II and the time he died in 2003, my dad, who was just one of the most outstanding people I've ever known, used to write down these various aphorisms by people that he thought were very wise. Aristotle, Jefferson, Bastiat, Hayek, von Mises, whoever it might be. And he would write his own. So when there was something that fit the particular subject or chapter I was covering, whether it be government schooling problems, whether it be free market money, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, I would include an essay, not an essay, but an aphorism by my father. And so my dad's pieces introduced each one of mine. And then there were short stories and a script that I never had developed when I was out working on television.
Great. And you can get it at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's Gardner Goldsmith, Live Free or Die. Yeah. Highly recommended. This coming Thursday,
The
Liberty Forum. In fact, great excuse to talk about the Liberty Forum, because we were going to have to do it tonight anyway. Highly recommend people check this out. You've only got a few more days left to get involved here, but you don't want to miss it, if at all possible.
Get there.
The New Hampshire primary, of course, is the first true open primary in the nation. National media will be swarming to cover it. The 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum will finish just 2 days before the polls open. And Dr. Ron Paul is going to be the closing speaker. The majority of New Hampshire residents are undeclared and undecided. The most important presidential election in living memory hangs in the balance. Where will you be? I know where we're going to be. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get a discount of 10% by using the code 2008FTL. That's 2008FTL for a savings of 10%. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the Liberty Forum all three nights. Now, it's really only there's really only a lot going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but there's a few things happening on Thursday, so we're going to come out early for that. And one of the most exciting things happening on Thursday, probably the event on Thursday, is going to be the SACL CAI book signing, where none only than Gardner Goldsmith will be featured. And I believe you're going to be sitting next to or very nearby F. Paul Wilson as well.
Yes.
Who else is going to be there?
Wait.
I don't know.
I don't even know who all the other authors are going to be.
I think it's going to be sort of a social event, too, at the same time, where people are going to be milling
hang
around.
Out, sit down and talk. We'll be autographing the books. And Paul's going to be there. And if people aren't familiar with F. Paul Wilson, if they didn't hear him on your show or if they haven't heard him on my show or read any of his books, you got to check out the stuff by F. Paul Wilson. He is just a great libertarian writer. And when I autograph my books, I'm going to be autographing and go, dude, I can't believe I'm sitting next to F. Paul Wilson. Gardner Goldsmith, here you go. You know, that's what I'm going to do. It's just going to be great. It's going to be such a blast. And Paul's a nice guy. I go down to a convention each year in Rhode Island. It's a horror writers convention, and he's always just such a star. He's a witty guy, and he's going to be there all weekend. But that Thursday night is great. And we got to remind folks that
there's a contest.
Yeah. The folks at SACL have just folks, definitely remember SACL and spread the word about SACL CAI and what they do.
We'll talk about them in a little while.
Yeah, the folks at SACL CAI have gotten together. They're the ones sponsoring this Writers' Night on Thursday the 3rd in Nashua at the Liberty Forum. And in addition to us being there autographing the books and talking about ideas, I have short stories. Paul will be talking about his stories. We'll talk politics, all sorts of things. But in addition to sort of commiserating with each other and finding kindred spirits, there's a contest whereby if you buy a copy of my book, get it through Amazon.com, you can still get it shipped out before the event.
You'll have a few with you,
right? Yeah, I'm going to have, I think 40 copies total that I can sell. So we're going to be selling them there. If you get it, if you buy one and get it autographed there, you'll be in the running, thanks to Jason and the gang at SACL, for a special one-of-a-kind iPod, which is engraved for the occasion. It has the Free Talk Live logo on it, I believe.
That's what I understand. Yeah. And I believe it's also loaded with Free Talk Live archives. I think he's going to put some Gardner Goldsmith Against the Grain archives on there.
Yeah.
And also, I know he's including a copy of my new audio book that I've done, The Market for Liberty, in high-quality format. So that'll be on
great.
There as well. So
it'll
be preloaded with all kinds of good stuff.
And I've been sending Jason over the past couple of days numerous of our skits, and there are going to be probably at least 9 or 10 of the skits we've done on our show, including my run for president where I had ads against myself, and, I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and I approve this message, even though it's, like, down on me. It's great. It's funny. And it's going to be awesome. And there's also going to be music on there, too. So if you get the book, get it signed. If you're at the
Liberty Forum, to be there Thursday night
to get
into
the
contest. You can't show up Friday and say, I want to get in the contest.
Right. I think it's Thursday night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So once again, that's the Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. We go to your phone calls and talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. David, you're on with Ian and Gardner.
Hey, yo. Long live free talk.
Hey, David. Hey. What's on your mind?
On my mind right now is a nice foot of fresh powder and 16 degrees, man, here in Montana.
16? Wow, it's positively balmy here in New Hampshire at 34, I think.
Yeah, but 16 is just perfect for the kind of powder we got right now.
That's good. Do you have anything to talk about?
Good skiing. I'm a ski bum, so.
Excellent.
Hey, I want to talk about two things real quick.
Sure.
First, the medical system thing and the marijuana thing and... here in Montana, last election, we passed the medical marijuana card. I got like 370 signatures. We needed like 20,000, right?
Right.
I stood in front of the post office for weeks, and I asked 1,000 people, and most people would sign it, but two-thirds of them wouldn't sign it because they just bought a house, they got a kid, they just have a new job. They don't.
Well, what's that have anything to do with anything?
They were afraid of putting their name on a piece of in America. And I tell them, man, you live in America. This is your First Amendment right.
You know, the paper that you were having them sign was a petition to get a question on the ballot.
They didn't even
it wasn't an endorsement.
They were scared. Right. No, this is what I'm getting at. So it went, we got the 20,000. It went on the vote.
Good.
And 68% of voters showed up. 63% of them, 68, voted for the legalization of marijuana.
Good. So if they're not identified,
Ron Paul is not pushing this topic at all, and he should be, because there is so many people that use marijuana clandestine not even admit it to their people that they buy it from, and only because they're scared crap of their government.
Yeah, well, and, you know, Ron Paul, he's a good candidate, but he's no Harry
he's
Brown.
He's afraid
you know?
To push it because of the ridicule he'll get. And
well, he answers honestly when he's asked. I mean,
well,
he certainly doesn't back down from the question.
Right now, because he speaks such truth, and that's all they could do to the truth is ridicule it. Yeah. And that brings me to the medical care,
sure.
The truth and ridicule.
Right.
The cost of medical care is ridiculing us as human beings. Nobody ever talks about the problem is we do not get paid enough to access medical care.
That's not
on
the problem. The problem
a form
is Dave
of class. Division. It's
well, the medical
control.
Medical care is way too expensive. You're right about that. But the problem isn't that we don't get paid enough. The problem is that it's too expensive. And the reason why it's too expensive, whereas, you know, you can go out and buy a laptop for $300, whereas that would have cost you $3,000 10 years ago. Now, Dave, the reason why is because of government meddling.
That you need to live that could control your life is very expensive. You have to go into debt for your whole life to buy a house. You have to go in debt for 10 years to get a car. You have to go in debt to see a dentist. You have to go in debt to see the doctor or become a slave to a company that will allow you access to that kind of care. Food is cheap. We all die if we don't have food because
well, the reason food is cheap, Dave, and we can talk more about this here in moments, and thank you for the call. The reason food is cheap is because there's real full-on market competition going there, even though there are some farm subsidies. We'll come back with more health care. Your calls as well about whatever you want. 800-259-9231 as usual. It's the government that's the culprit. Free
Talk Live. Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. The live Saturday edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
The SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 800-259-9231, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at our store. In fact, if you shop at the Free Talk Live store within the next few days, before the end of the year, we will send, if you add a Free Talk Live t-shirt to your shopping cart and check out, as long as your order includes at least one t-shirt, we'll send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So it's a great way to have an extra excuse to go and buy some great Free Talk Live gear, like our hats and shirts, and we've got DVD classic archive collector sets and more Free Marketeer merchandise as well. And by the way, the Free Marketeer t-shirt also counts for the $10. So any t-shirt, $10 will be sent to the Ron Paul campaign from now to the end of the year. So limited time offer, store.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. Briefly, we should go into the issue that Dave brought up a few moments ago.
Right.
He's concerned about the cost of health care, and rightly so. Every American should be concerned about this, because if you look at the health care industry, you look at the costs, you'll see something that's drastically different from other industries. You know, he mentioned that food is really, really cheap, and for the most part it is. It's going up because of inflation, but, you know, otherwise still relatively affordable.
Productivity gains, if we could cut out inflation on all sorts of other products, almost every other product where the free market is involved, you see great productivity gains leading to decreased prices.
Yeah, usually you pay the same amount and get better quality, or you get more for your money, and that's usually how the marketplace works when it's free to compete, when people are free to offer new innovative ideas on the marketplace without having to beg government for permission. But in the medical industry, these guys can't make a move without governmental approval, and over 50% of the dollars in the medical industry are controlled by governments, so they're constantly chasing after this government money, the Medicare money, and that means that they have to fill out all kinds of government paperwork and jump through hoops, and all that costs money. I mean, it costs money to hire office staff, literally, to spend 100% of their day, believe it,
They do it. They spend 100% of their day filling out government insurance paperwork or government Medicare paperwork. That increases the prices for everybody. And then there's the FDA with all of its regulations and billions of dollars in costs added into the price of prescription medications. So it's no wonder that health care keeps getting more and more expensive. As the government continues to get more involved, that's what you're going to see.
And, of course, the government tax policies have shifted people over into a third-party payment system, where rather than, you know, a lot of people look at the idea of actually paying directly for a regular doctor's visit as being completely alien to them. They think that, well, how could it be possible? We've never had that. I pay my insurance company, and I go to the doctor, and then I pay my copay, and the insurance company pays the rest. But that really has come about not so much because of market demand,
mm-hmm.
but instead it's come about because in the 1930s, when Roosevelt took over and during World War II, they installed wage and price controls on businesses. The businesses, in order to attract good customers, started to offer non-monetary compensation, which was oftentimes in the form of health insurance.
Sure.
So throughout the 50s, during that idyllic time of Ozzie and Harriet and all that and so on and so forth, people became accustomed to the idea that they could get health insurance from their businesses. And then in the early 1970s, Ted Kennedy introduced a federal law, again, patently unconstitutional, but it passed nonetheless,
sure.
and Nixon allowed it to become law, which gave a tax break to the companies that had, I think it was something like 50 or more employees who got insurance for their employees.
So giving them an incentive to buy their employees'
right.
insurance.
So exactly. And the employee,
which made it so the employee continued to expect these sorts of things from their employers.
Exactly. And the employee can't write off his own if he does buy it on himself. So it's in his best interest. Actually, he'll be paying relatively less if he lets the business take a certain amount from his paycheck and get it for him because mm-hmm. they're getting it tax-free. So that skewed it even more towards these HMOs, which then come up with policy decisions, make people very dissatisfied because they're trying to cut costs.
But then they're screwed because they're already in the system and they feel like, especially if they're sick, if they've got a job, they feel like they're trapped there because
right.
if they leave their job,
on. What
they can't take
do?
It with them.
You got it. You got it exactly. And then that leads people to, unfortunately, they complain to the government. And then you get these insurance portability act, the health insurance portability
so
act.
So it's government fixing trying to fix the problems that they
that
created,
they caused.
Which
exactly.
is how it always works with
exactly.
government, and it always ends up just creating more and more problems.
Right, right.
And it
precisely.
Costs everybody.
Precisely. Now, if individuals were to be spending their own money and had their own money left over rather than having the government sort of push them towards getting insurance through their company or something like that, by getting it through their company, by having the third-party system so prevalent, it prompts people to overutilize the system, to use it more often. Then, of course, you have the government getting involved with welfare benefits, Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid for people who are indigent and things like that. And those costs are not fully paid, the cost of what the doctors should be able to charge.
Right. I mean, it's a health
and then we have to pay for it all ourselves because they're shifted by the private industry onto us.
Right, you're talking about how they overutilize.
Yeah.
If a health insurance program paid for your tissues, people would use the insurance money to pay for tissues. And that's how the sort of the mentality is, you know, I want to take whatever I can get from this. And it's
right,
just
right.
not it's not healthy
so,
because they are chopping around.
Right. So as he was discussing over Montana, he made a great point about the medical marijuana and the freedom for that. If you could get medical marijuana out there and it wasn't illegal, it would be a lot cheaper to be able to grow it. You could grow it free in your stinking backyard. You don't pay for the seeds or whatever. But it's the same sort of thing, just one step removed. If you allow for doctors and allow for insurance companies to deal directly with the clients rather than getting the businesses involved, getting the corporations involved, getting the government involved with shifting costs, regulating what choices there are, all of a sudden you have a marketplace that responds. Stossel, John Stossel.
Yes, sorry, I was going to bring that
great
up.
Great points, yeah.
What's
laser
what's
eye surgery.
Sick in America?
Yeah, Sick in America.
Called?
Great point. Yeah.
Yeah, because he was talking about, of course, LASIK's a perfect example of it's not covered by insurance, so therefore it's not
people
as...
People pay out of pocket.
People are shopping around. They do call different LASIK centers and get prices, and that helps keep costs down because they're competing on the basis of price and service and quality and all that. But also, I think Stossel pointed out the little mini shops that are opening up in malls and that sort of thing, and
Walmarts,
where you can go and get a checkup, you can go and get a prescription, you can go and get certain types of services that they don't take Medicare, so they don't have all that overhead. They don't have to pay for those paperwork filers, and they can really offer these services at a low cost. So that's a good development, and it's coming out of the marketplace, yeah, trying to wind its way around all this governmental regulation. Without the governmental regulations in the way, we would have a whole lot more health freedom, and we'd have a whole lot lower prices and better service. We should go to the phone calls and talk to Tim in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Tim. Tim in Indy.
Hey, what's going on? Love
hey.
You guys' show.
What's on your mind?
This isn't really so much about the medical marijuana, but just kind of a comment, question, I'm not sure. I'm a teacher, and my roommate smokes pot.
Okay.
You know, doesn't bother me. I smoked in high school, whatever.
Sure.
College. But now that I'm a teacher, you know, it's just kind of a joke that if the cops wanted to come and bust in the door, that, you know, my name would be all over. If they wanted to be hard asses about that, they could maybe try to charge me, and I'm not doing anything wrong. He's a productive citizen. You know, he smokes pot. He likes it.
Are you both renters?
No. House.
Are you the owner?
He is.
Okay, he's the owner, and you're just a renter. Could you claim didn't know?
Do what?
Could you claim you didn't know about it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on the situation. I mean, I've heard other horror stories before where, you know, they can try to say that because I live there and charge me or whatever. But
odds are against that happening, but if you were the owner of the home, then you'd be in a precarious situation. There have been stories where homeowners have had their houses taken by the police because a renter had been, you know, growing some marijuana or something like that. So as a renter and he being a homeowner, I don't think you have too much to be concerned about, but I certainly understand where you're coming from.
You know, yeah, I mean, I'm held up to a higher standard being a teacher, and, you know, whatever, that's fine. And but it doesn't bother me that he smokes pot, you know, that's fine. But I could just see this issue happening, and then, you know, if my school wanted to get involved or whatever. So, I mean, I know I listen to you guys, and I enjoy your show, and I listen to you guys talk about the marijuana laws, and I totally agree with what you guys say, that, you know, I mean, it would be a shame for... if something like that did happen.
He's not dealing out of his house, is he?
Do what?
He's not dealing, is he?
No.
Okay.
No,
don't really have much to be concerned about.
Yeah,
it's very,
I've never heard of a situation.
It's very unusual to have the police raid someone's home over a dime bag or something like that. So as long as there's
exactly.
no traffic going in and out of the house or any reason for the police to come there, it's his house. So I would say you're pretty safe, and I wouldn't be too concerned about it. But nonetheless, you know, your concerns echo what many concerns are across the nation, and that is that, oh, my goodness, you know, if someone finds out at work that, you know, my husband or wife or a coworker or whoever smokes marijuana, then I might get labeled, and that could be bad for me. And, you know, what we need to get to the point of in this country, and thank you for the call, Tim, and the story, what we need to get to the point of is where marijuana smokers from across the spectrum come out of the closet.
Can you imagine if Tim tried to teach his kids, hey, you know what, this is a totally consensual thing, it shouldn't be illegal? Well, he'd be in trouble, huh?
More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The problem.